Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary. The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Mwah! Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, somebody's been with me for all those decades. And all the years, she's been part of every year I've been doing this. We got her right out of high school, Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She's a 97 model of our Brain Trust. She was a member of my Brain Trust before I named it the Brain Trust. And nobody works harder for you than Karen, pound for pound. Nobody does more. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. I'm so honored to be a member of your Brain Trust, but more than that, a great friend. Yeah. You're terrific. And, boy, will we last longer than most marriages, right?
I know.
And this friendship has. So, anyway.
Tell us about SBE Council.
Yeah, you bet. Advocacy, research, and education organization. We're dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship, and we focus on the range of issues that impact entrepreneurship and small business growth. Visit our website, sbecouncil.org. Support us. Sign up for our Small Business Insider. We'll keep you up to date on everything that's happening that impacts small business.
sbecouncil.org, folks. Check it out. Support them financially as well as just check out the website. Use it to your advantage. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Karen, one of the things I want you to talk to us about, help us talk about, is a movement that's happening in California that really I think launched off of the 2016 Department of Labor memo and it's the AB 5 bill, the Assembly Bill 5 in California, which is basically a full assault on the gig economy. Anybody who's a freelancer, anybody who's an independent contractor, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, delivery people. In California has declared war on these people, hasn't it?
Well, it has. And it is one of our most unfriendly states, according to Small Business Index, our index that ranks the states for entrepreneurship and small business. Jim, being an independent contractor, being an entrepreneur, I mean, the gig economy, technology has made this all happen, and people want to work that way. I saw a survey of Uber drivers that said, like, I think it was 80 or 90% or more, said, we like this. This is what we want to do. We like doing it in our part-time, then they work full-time. So they don't want to be a full-time employee.
And they don't want to be unionized. Right? And that's the purpose of the whole AB 5. The assembly, the politicians in California are totally beholden to unions. AB 5 is a union bill, is it not, Karen?
Well, it is a union bill, and it's a bill to control people, you know, in terms of their destiny and their pursuit of happiness and pursuing the American dream, starting their own business. It's absolutely outrageous.
Doesn't this compare to the memo that got a lot of people excited in the late part of the Obama Biden administration that came out of the Department of Labor that was an assault on the franchises? It's similar to that. And so, I mean, we already know Joe Biden likes things like this. And my point I want to make, and I'm going to make this, you don't have to do it, Karen, but I'm telling you, folks, if you want more of that, more AB5 across America, that's what you're going to get with the Biden administration. That's just all you can say.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely going to go hard there on all these labor rules and regs that make it very difficult for people to start businesses and be independent contractors. And I have to say, during the COVID economy, you know, numbers are off the charts in terms of the people that want to become entrepreneurs and start their own business or have that option because
you've got the numbers. Tell us about it. Tell us about the numbers.
You know, Jim, since the start of the year, there have been 949,900 high propensity business applications. These are business applications of people that are going to definitely do a business and plan to hire people. And that jumped 8% over the same period in 2019.
But Karen, one thing we have to say is those people are like me in 1989. I was a gigger in the beginning until I got a little critical mass and incorporated. They're going to be independent contractors, which means they're going to be victims of AB5 in California, maybe across the country later. In the early days, they're going to have a bullseye on them from these kinds of bills, right? Quickly, I got to wrap it up.
You're right, Jim. I mean, this is necessity entrepreneurship. And hopefully it will lead to opportunity entrepreneurship.
That's right.
But, yeah, they'll have they'll be a target, and we need to stop this. This is an assault on the American dream and entrepreneurship.
That's exactly right. Well said. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. Karen, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon. We always get smarter when Karen joins us, folks. She's a great American, and we love having her on the show. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.